This is Kathy Williamson. Since it's Memorial Day, let's stop and look around for some hidden treasures. I mean, really hidden, in some creative ways. A Tupperware bowl on the Elf Woods Trail, a giant Easter egg in Pettingill Park, and a tiny capsule just big enough to hold a piece of paper so you can sign your name, hidden somewhere on Park Street. It has a name, geocaching, and it's been called the sport where you are the search engine. Geocaching became possible in 2000 when the government unscrambled satellite signals so that you and I could use the global positioning system. Inside of 2 days, someone had filled a pickle bucket with trinkets, hidden it in the woods, and posted the coordinates on the internet. Fast forward to Lewiston, Auburn, 6 years later, and we meet a man named Dick who calls himself the Gobbler. Oh, that's another fun geocaching thing. Nobody uses their real name. Dick, or Gobbler, is the guy who hid the tiny capsule on Park Street. He likes to watch from his office as people try to be inconspicuous while hunting for his little microcache.
Oh, we get to watch quite often. And you can see how happy people are when they find it. You can see how frustrated they are because they maybe can't figure it out. So you're out, and there are people all around you. And you're trying to figure out where this little container is placed so that you can find it, open it up, sign the logbook, put it back without anyone ever knowing what you're doing. And it has developed into quite an art form, believe it or not. It's a very busy place, people all over the place. And one of the comments that geocachers make is, I was very uncomfortable. I felt like everyone was watching me. Well, what they don't realize is that everybody in the neighborhood knows that it's there, and they enjoy watching the geocachers come and try to be as inconspicuous as possible. And some geocachers are very imaginative at